I had to admit that I couldn't fix things. I knew I wasn't strong enough. I had no one else to turn to. I had disappointed everyone who loved me. Most of the responses were specific. I was told I had 3 months to live because of stage 4 cancer. I found out my husband was having an affair, and I never felt more alone in my life. I sat on my bed with my dad's gun in my hand, but said a prayer before pulling the trigger. I don't remember the last time I had prayed. It became clear that I had lost control of my addiction. The divorce papers arrived in the mail, and I could no longer pretend I could fix things. Jesus reached into one of the darkest places on earth, a strip club, to show me he loved me. I realized there was no place he couldn't find me. My depression became too much for me to bear. I was forced out of my 30-year job and had no idea what I was going to do. I was pregnant, my kidneys were failing, and the doctors told me to abort. I prayed for the first time in a long time. My daughter is now 23. I finally admitted I wasn't strong enough to save my marriage or end my addiction to porn. My husband was killed in a car accident. The ultrasound said the baby's heart had stopped beating. And then I read the one response that seemed to capture them all. In one way or another, what Brian and all my Facebook friends were expressing could be wrapped up in this single response. Jesus became real when I came to the end of me. Even though most of us can point to a significant event like the ones above, getting to the end of me is not just one moment in life. Reaching the end of me is a daily journey I must make because it's where Jesus shows up and my real life in Him begins. Getting to the end of me is not an easy journey because me doesn't want to go there. Me doesn't like confrontation. And me is most interested in the promotion and success of me. Me would much prefer to read a book about advancing me, not ending me. But Jesus said in Luke chapter 9 that whoever wants to hang on to his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will find it. He said a lot of seemingly upside-down things like that. I've come to realize that if me gets his way, I'll miss out on the real life I'm meant to live, the life in which I love others and make a difference in the world. Isn't that the life you really want too? If so, I invite you to join me in looking at the upside-down, paradoxical teachings of Jesus that will help you get good at reaching the end of your own me. Why would I want to get to the end of me, you might ask? Because I'm guessing, like me, you want more than worldly success in this life. You want more than a few fleeting moments of happiness. You want to love and be loved. Make a difference in the world. Leave well. In the first section of this book, we will focus on 4 of the Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount. These specific Beatitudes will help lead us, sometimes kicking and screaming, down this path to real life. I want to warn you now that so much of Jesus' teachings seem oppositional to what we have come to accept. And the life he invites us to is not just countercultural, it's counterintuitive. More often than not, it flies in the face of what feels right. Each chapter will focus on a different, paradoxical teaching of Christ. Jesus will show us that blessings begin and fulfillment is found in the least likely place, the end of ourselves. In the second section of this book, we will see that when we get to the end of ourselves and finally realize we aren't strong enough, smart enough, or talented enough, then ironically, we are in the best position to be used by God in significant ways. Real life is found at the end of me. As you read this book, I am praying.